This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump threatened not to sign a massive year-end bill by Congress that includes a $900 billion coronavirus aid package. The package also includes a $1.4 trillion in annual government funding. President Trump said in a video tweeted out Tuesday night that the bill didn't deliver enough aid to Americans and gave too much money to other countries. The bill provides for a $600 payment to most Americans. The president said he is asking Congress to increase the, quote, increase a ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple. He went on, I am also asking Congress to get rid of the wasteful and unnecessary items from this legislation and to send me a suitable bill. Top Democrat and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi tweeted in response that Republicans refused to say what amount the president wanted for direct checks. She added, quote, Democrats are ready to bring this to the floor this week by unanimous consent. Let's do it. Israel's divided government has collapsed. The collapse has triggered the country's fourth election in under 2 years. Parliament faced a midnight deadline Tuesday to pass a budget. After failing to do so, the Knesset was automatically dissolved. Elections will now be scheduled for March 23rd. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his rival Benny Gantz formed their coalition last May to take on the coronavirus crisis together, but their partnership was plagued by infighting and mistrust. Opinion polls indicate that if elections were held today, Netanyahu would face a tough threat from a trio of disgruntled former allies. This is VOA News. The U.S. government does not plan on imposing COVID-19 screenings for passengers traveling from Britain, Reuters citing people briefed on the decision for its reporting. This comes after a mutant strain of the coronavirus spreading rapidly in the U.K. has caused widespread fear among countries across the world. White House coronavirus task force members backed requiring negative pre-flight tests after a meeting on Monday. But the sources said the Trump administration has decided not to take any action for the time being. Countries started shutting down travel from Britain on Sunday after the spread of the new strain became clear. France has made changes to its travel ban involving the UK. French and European citizens will be allowed to enter France from Britain starting at midnight Tuesday. A negative COVID-19 test that is less than 72 hours old will be needed to do so, according to the French Prime Minister's office. The shutdowns have caused travel chaos for the UK and stranded many French citizens in Britain. Non-French and non-EU residents, or those traveling professionally, will also be allowed to enter France if they have a negative test as well. The new rules will be in place until January 6th. The U.S. government is close to a deal with Pfizer to acquire tens of millions of additional coronavirus vaccine doses. In exchange, the government would help the pharmaceutical giant gain better access to manufacturing supplies. A person with knowledge of the negotiations tells the Associated Press that the deal is under discussion but has not yet been finalized. This person spoke on condition of anonymity to describe ongoing deliberations. The White House coronavirus response coordinator says she plans to retire, but first, Dr. Deborah Birx says she's willing to help President-elect Joe Biden's team with its coronavirus response if it's needed. Birx, in an interview with the news site Newsy, did not give a specific timetable on her plans. Her comments come just days after the Associated Press reported that she traveled out of state for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, even as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was urging Americans to forego holiday travel. She says the scrutiny she's come under in her job has been, quote, a bit overwhelming. The U.S. Justice Department sued Walmart Incorporated on Tuesday, accusing it of fueling the opioid crisis. We have the full story on voanews.com. Go there to read it. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.